This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm going to be a little vulnerable right now. Todd, Kevin,
sir,
Chris.
Yep.
I'm feeling a little self-conscious about the shirt I chose today to wear.
Why is that?
My wife accused me of pretending to be a cowboy.
No.
As I was leaving the house this morning.
I think most of us know better than that, but all right.
You don't think I'd pretend to be a cowboy?
Nah. Well, it depends on the hat.
No hat.
I don't have a hat on.
Could be grunge.
The shirt is plaid and has some cactuses on it.
A little grungy, maybe.
You think I look grunge?
A little grunge, Eddie Vedder, maybe.
Are you serious? Okay, well, I got to send Todd a photo right now and so he can decide. Todd, you can decide if that's...
Because I just don't picture him hanging out with Kurt Cobain or anything. But.
Okay. All right, I'm going to... I'll send you this, Todd, and you can opine on this and see what you think. And by the way, if there is... here I got a couple things going on, and this is going to be a little confusing, so I'll try to make it easy. First of all, if you send me a photo of you, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, snap a shot, send it to me, 701-367-2054. I'll send you this back, and you can tell in an unvarnished, what's-on-your-mind kind of way whether or not you think that is me pretending to be a cowboy. Okay? So I'll...
Oh, Lord.
We're exchanging photos in a good way, not in a, Snapchat kind of way. And also, I had today on my docket to find a home for two humongous 4x8 Trump 2020 for president signs, 4 foot by 8 foot. One of our fine listeners told me he was making a run to some printing operation, bringing these back. I said, hey, can I buy a couple of these? And he said, sure. So I bought them.
Oh, where like, do I get one?
They're all like, I don't, you know, $35 a piece or something. And I said, yeah, bring me a couple of them. Now, I'm thinking that I can put them in my home. These things belong on a highway somewhere, and I don't live on a highway. So I'm going to give them away, but they got to go to a good spot. You know, that you can't be like in the deep throes of the Killdeer Mountains or something like that, because then none of the folks will be able to see
it.
Well,
let me know where to get one, because I got to top my neighbor who took down her North Dakota flag and put a Trump flag in its place, in front of her place. And we both live right by the Capitol on a busy street, so...
I can't put any sign up...
two that you've got for listeners, but, you know...
I can't put any sign up other than a little tiny, the ones you... I don't know what I'm talking about. The regular little lawn sign one.
The yard sign situation.
That's a new rule now in the Homeowners Association, and it's all Senator Heidi Heitkamp's fault. There were so many Kramer signs in our neighborhood last year that some rogue... Heidi Heitkamp supporters started putting her signs up without asking anybody for permission. You know, what? It was landowner rights, property. Who cares?
Hey, I've and never so put a Kevin Kramer sign in my yard because he's put them up both times.
He does them himself. So this turned into a big mess, and then they had a meeting and said, no, we're not going to have any, which I think is so un-American, I can't even begin to tell you.
No kidding. HOAs are like communist states.
Yeah, it's a typical kind of, we don't want to make anybody mad. It's America! It's an election!
Made everything bland colors and all look exactly alike. And
I have a good anti-vandalism trip, Turk, for your Trump sign in your yard. Quite simply, just wire it to an outlet. Put it right down on the base of the thing.
See that.
There you go. Just wire it to an outlet and just attach it to the metal parts of the sign on the bottom. It'll wake them up. Come grab your sign.
Some woman actually Actually peed in somebody's yard trying to steal the sign that was occupied.
So I'm out today to find the best spots for these to go. You just call us at any point or text me, 701-367-2054. Send me your picture. Where are you listening? How are you listening? We like to see our listeners. We like to know where you are. And I'll send you my my photo back, and you can tell me whether or not I'm faking being a cowboy. It is kind of a secret quest to be, you know. I would much prefer to be a cowboy versus a talk show.
When you were a kid, was that you wanted to be a cowboy?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I was always lived in town. I didn't really like that. I only went out to the farm to see my grandpa and uncle's farms and hang out with them and pretend every now and then. But, yeah, no, I think I would. Hey, Donald Trump Jr. is going to be on the program today. We're going to talk with him about what would a North Dakota energy industry look like under, say, Joe Biden. Wrap your mind around that. What would happen there? Sound like the church lady there. The other...
Wrap
your mind around that. Isn't that special? And then we also have John Hinderacher. John is the president of the Center of the American Experiment. I love these guys. They're a Minnesota think tank, but they just do good common sense stuff all across the Midwest. They have a pro-police campaign. John was on earlier, told us they were going to do this. They now have 38 pro-police billboards up in the Twin Cities, the heart of the leftist nonsense, and guess what? They're vandalizing the signs now. So they're trying to replace them as fast as Antifa can deface them. We've got to help that effort here, I'm thinking, don't we? Gosh almighty. Senator Kevin Cramer, too, for the full hour, he has asked me to ask you to think about a question. What should the U.S. Senate do with unemployment benefits as a part of COVID in this next round of relief? What do you want done with your tax dollars related to unemployment insurance? He is asking me to ask you that question, and he'll be here next hour to hear your answers. We'll also talk with him about this voting mess. One local note I want to touch on. North Dakota Supreme Court yesterday ruled 15,000 mineral owners will receive what is due them. Novel concept, isn't it? There has been some insanity going on with the North Dakota. Well, you can't put it on the Supreme Court. They're the ones getting the actual cases. But, you know, there were some individuals who had not done so well in the political world decided to sue and try and get some mineral rights. And the Supreme Court, thankfully, sorted it all out well. A law that was drafted by now Congressman Kelly Armstrong and others in the legislature was upheld, and common sense prevails. So that's a good thing, really. It's a huge thing, honestly, for certainty on the payments, and I'm really glad that it happened. So nobody in the media understands this story. They don't get it. They really don't. I mean, I'm looking at a U.S. news story. North Dakota High Court sides with state over mineral laws. No, it didn't side with state. It sided with mineral owners. You know, for sure, and the state land board has messed this up. They're doing a money grab, which is disgusting. I mean, just disgusting. You know, ignoring one set of rulings over here and grabbing onto this one so, you know, they can take money from people and demand that they pay it up front. It's crazy. It really is. The North Dakota Supreme Court has sided with mineral owners against the state claims. That's what you need to know. Huge victory. This is the North Dakota Homesteader family's mineral rights. And Paul Sorum and Marvin Nelson and others with just some embarrassing legal arguments have finally been set straight on that one. So that's a good story for mineral owners. I thought you'd want to know that. I got a call from Frank here, and I got a call from who?
I think is it Blake?
Blake.
It's Blake.
Blake, what's on your mind?
I was just calling to let you know that I live on 12th Avenue North, so I thought one of those signs would work out good there. What you have?
12th Avenue North is...
And 7th Street.
And 7th Street. Okay. Let me write that
pretty
down.
Pretty busy road.
Yeah, exactly. So do me a favor. Give your name and number to Kevin and the address, and we'll just keep tabs on these. And end of the show, we'll sort them all out and see where these signs are going to go, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
And we'll just give you the signs. You know, you can put them up, but we want them to go in the best spot, so let us know. You can either call and tell us and lobby that way, 800-228-0550. Or you can text us and make sure you include a photo, 701-367-2054. You send me a photo, I'll send you a photo. Am I the fake cowboy? Todd has the picture now. You tell me what you think, Todd. Frank and Kildare, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, it's Jim Kildare. I met you at the Ryan Hall in St. Anthony during our historical dabble situation. So you know the area out there. Got a place right on Highway 6 for a nice find like that.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And I do remember that meeting very well. It was epic. It was an incredible time. Kelsey Warren, the president and CEO of Energy Transfer, came right in the middle of the hornet's nest and sat down with landowners, ranchers, and a lot of folks that had been traumatized by thugs. Thugs. What's the definition of a thug? Thug is people who break the law in the name of a protest. It's not a protest. It's a riot. And you're absolutely right. All right, Jim, hang on. Let me get your number, and we'll put you in the mix. That'd be a good spot for it. It's the guy that got it going again, right? Donald Trump is the reason that oil is flowing in the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Just a small town girl. Petra Serve USA serving up pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. Let me say that again. Pulled pork with gravy. Thank you. Chicken fettuccine. That's okay. Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. If you're traveling I-29 today, swing into the Harwood Petro Serve USA for two sloppy joes and chips. There's a good old-fashioned Friday lunch for you. Or country fried steak on 12th Avenue North Fargo. Or the pulled pork sandwiches on West Main Avenue in West Fargo. And all those lunch specials come with two sides of the bun. The Petro Serve USA. Jack and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I wonder if I might give you a brief description. I had the dubious distinction of speaking with a flaming Democratic liberal from California yesterday afternoon here on the north side of Bismarck.
Fun.
I noticed something that I'd never seen before. I noticed a Tesla power station. So I stopped to look at this thing, and there's a Tesla parked there being charged. And I wasn't there more than a minute or two, and a guy came pushing his wife in a wheelchair right up to the Tesla. So I started talking to him and asked him how much it cost. And he said, no, it's free to us. You know, I own a Tesla, so it's free for life. And then he is telling me about the car, and he is telling me to show you what kind of a mindset this guy's got. He's telling me how this is the best car he's ever had, and I'm not debating that. But he's telling me it's got one moving part in the whole car. And I said, really? One moving part? I said, there's no gears? How does it move forward? No, he said, there's one moving part. That's it. And I said, really? You got to explain to me. How does it move? Well, he said it again, one moving part. Well, then he said, well, there is a shaft that runs from the motor to the wheel. Well, I mean, you got wheels, you got brakes, those are all moving parts. You got doors.
Exactly.
Anyway,
good.
I said, well, how about the battery? I said, is the battery in the frame? Because I've seen, over the years, I've seen these stories about how General Motors is developing, and the whole bottom of the car is a battery. So I said to that guy, is a battery in the frame? He said to me, well, he said, yeah, this is a heavy car, 5,000 pounds. And he said, it's not one battery. This is a whole bunch of these little nine-cell batteries, that size. I said, seriously? Oh, yeah. He said, it's a whole, I mean, that would mean there's thousands of these little batteries and they're all wired up. It doesn't make sense, but I didn't argue with him about it. And then he started talking about, you know, how great this car is compared to Cadillac, Mercedes, BMW, et cetera. And then he said, how's the economy in North Dakota? And I said, well, I said it was pretty good, but I said it's down a little bit now since the China virus. He said, oh, we refer to that as the Trump virus. I said, really?
What?
I said, Trump didn't bring it here. I said, Trump is the guy who stopped the influx of air travel from China. Oh, well, he said, that was 6 months ago. We refer to this as the Trump virus. He said, you know, this is not a great country. This has never been a great country. And this guy, he's got to be, I'm guessing, you know, 75. And so I said to him, I said, why are you here? Why don't you move? Well, he said, you know, that's kind of the standard answer I get. He said, this country's never done anything good. I said, well, let me see here. You know, this country helped win World War II. I said, we defeated the Nazis and we defeated Imperial Japan. And I said, if that hadn't happened, I said, most likely you and probably I wouldn't even have been born if the Germans and the Japanese had won. Oh, yeah, he said. Well, he said, look at all those guys that fought in World War II and had to come back here and go back to the South. And he said, you know, they didn't deserve that. I said, well, no, they didn't deserve that. But it happened. And then he said, you know, wouldn't it be nice, he said, if we could, I've been to 85 countries. He said, last year I sailed my boat across the ocean.
Oh, my.
And I'm thinking.
Todd does that one.
Guy, this guy is a typical rich liberal.
Elitist.
Doesn't know anything. Yeah. And so he said, well, wouldn't it be nice if the people here in the United States didn't have to worry about their food, where they're going to live, and their education?
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. But who are we going to rely on it for? Dear leader? Or what is he?
I mean, it just was so absolutely ridiculous, this guy. I don't know. I enjoyed the conversation with him. I tried to keep him talking, but his wife, who, you know, he brought out in the wheelchair and he got her into the car, you know, and she's sitting there in the hot sun, and now she started tapping on the roof, and I said, well, your wife wants you to go. And anyway, I found it just amazing that this guy who, and then he said, well, I have the right to criticize. I was in the military. I said, well, that's fine. You've earned your right. I said, I was in the military. I've earned my right. I said, and part of you get that right because you're an American. And then he said, well, you know, there are things that the government can do better. They're just suited to do better. And I said, really? You believe that? Well, he said, you know about NASA? I said, yeah, I know about NASA. Well, Social Security and Medicare. And I said, really? Better. The government could do that better. I said, let me tell you something that I know personally. I said, my son helps a young man, a teenager, whose family came to this country from Nepal. And I said, the reason they came from Nepal to the United States is because the father, the husband, he's a drunk. And they came here hoping that he would change. But I said, he didn't. So I said, my son has been helping that teenage boy, you know, learn about the country, et cetera. I said, but you know what the father is here? I said, he's a drunk. But you know what's different about here? He comes here. He's never paid a dime in Social Security, but now he's on Social Security disability. So he gets paid to be a drunk. He didn't. Oh, well, he said, yeah.
Well, you are
welcome to America.
You're a patriot for having that conversation, at least, Jack, to you know, do your part.
Wow.
Well, enlighten the guy a little bit. I wish I had it recorded. I wish I would have been able to talk to him more. Because, like I said, I did enjoy talking to him just to hear what he had to say. But
yeah, no kidding. Appreciate the call. Thanks a ton for sharing. We have lots more to do today on the program. Donald Trump Jr. coming up here momentarily. Then we'll have John Hinderrocker on the pro-police campaign underway. Senator Kevin Cramer coming up, too. Let me tell you about our friends at Pipers. The Wentz Farms Retirement Auction in Baker, Montana should be on your calendar. Thursday, August 6th. Get that down. There's also a lot of land auctions. Ada, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Marshall County, Minnesota. There's some land, development land around Bismarck, Mandan, too. So check it all out. Pipers.com, Pipers.com. And we will see you there for some great deals. More after this. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pipers Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Pipers will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Pipers for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animus, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias will be reaching the central Bahamas tonight and should then near Florida sometime early tomorrow. The hurricane is then expected to miss Florida, veering northward towards the Carolinas. Despite that shift, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants residents to be prepared for several inches of rain and gusty winds. This woman says she'll be taking some basic steps.
Right now, we're taking seriously, but because it's just a storm. We're just going to be ready for like food in the house and water.
By Tuesday, the hurricane could brush the mid-Atlantic states before heading to New York's Long Island and then southern New England. Congress about to let the enhanced unemployment benefits expire. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put forth a good plan. He says Democratic proposals are totally unserious. Negotiations continue, though, and this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans.
That's the fun part about doing this show. These are my people. I love it. I love every single listener we have on this program. Even though, like the Tesla-driving fella from California that didn't realize how much he'd gain from being a lucky lotto winner and being born in the United States of America, we still love you. Yes, we do. Because there's still hope. There's still hope. You know? Anyway, appreciate you listening. Thanks so much. I'm looking at the photos that have been coming in, and they're great. Keep them coming. It'll be your ticket to a Trump sign. 701-367-2054 to text me. 701-226-8503 to text Todd. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Talked to some of the folks there yesterday about the Be the Buffalo Spirit, and you know, these are challenging times, but nobody's saying, poor me. Nobody's saying, this is terrible. This is awful. They're just saying, it is what it is. Got to go turn to the storm and get through it. That's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. That's what their team does at Oasis Petroleum. And that's what they love about North Dakotans. And they sponsor our 24/7 hotline for you to call anytime. 855-200-1776. Great pleasure to welcome back to the program the oldest son of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. It's Donald Trump Jr. Don, how you doing?
How's it going, Scott? Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you. So, by the way, I saw you recently in South Dakota. I know you do a fair amount of hunting in the Montana area and been out there not long ago. When does North Dakota get its turn?
Well, listen, I've been out there. I've campaigned out there. My father's visited. But hopefully we can get things back to normal. And, I'd love to make it back out there. It's sort of my part of the country. I know it's ironic because I'm the guy from New York City, but as you've probably noticed, I'm much more at home in sort of a real America, flyover America. The places that everyone else seems to ignore, that's where I choose to spend my time.
Do you like pheasant hunting?
I do, and I know you have some great pheasant hunting, and I've done it there before, so maybe we have to get back. Right now, I'm a little preoccupied till about November 3rd. After that, I'll probably have quite a bit of time to catch up.
No, we appreciate everything you're doing for this campaign. There's no doubt about it. I want to talk a little bit about your dad was in Texas and talked about the American energy renaissance and contrasted that with what Joe Biden would do. You talk about the fact that he's anti-energy in so many ways, including, you know, we have a huge oil and gas production here, second biggest producing state in the nation. Tell me about Joe Biden's anti-fracking policies. What do we need to know?
Well, listen, you just look at the Biden-Sanders, Biden-Bernie Sanders joint unity plan. It reads like the Communist Manifesto and the Green New Deal in another name. They're talking about, going entirely to green energy and, getting rid of fossil fuels by 2030. In 10 years, it's gone. I think that would be devastating for North Dakota. It'd be devastating for Texas, for Pennsylvania, for Ohio. And guess what? It's not realistic, and we'd still be getting that energy. We'd still be getting that oil and gas from Russia, from Saudi Arabia, from all of these countries. I would much rather get our people rich. I would much rather get Americans jobs and employment and build up our businesses and support our tax base than other countries. And, you know, that's not what Joe Biden wants, because Joe Biden is not really in control. Joe Biden is beholden to the radical left of his party. You can see that in the plan that he put out. But the media is trying to have the best of both ways with the DNC, because they work together and they're in cahoots. So they'll run Joe Biden as though he's a moderate. But all you have to do is look on his website to see this plan and what it would do, not just to the energy sector, but to the American taxpayer, who has the privilege of giving free housing to criminals from them directly, free health care for illegal immigrants, you know, all these things that I'd like for free in my household, we're going to give to illegals and to criminals, but not to actual Americans. I mean, this is where the left is today, and the left has just really lost its way. It's a shame.
Based on an answer to a question of some reporter about fracking in Pennsylvania, they're now saying that Biden doesn't sign on to the AOC Bernie Sanders plan. Are you buying that at all?
Well, he put it on his website less than a week ago, so I think he realized that it's going to hurt him, so he'll tell you whatever you want to hear. But the reality is this. Joe Biden can't remember where he is 50% of the time. You saw the video yesterday of him being guided by, you know, his team, because they can't. He doesn't even know where he's going most of the time. This is not the guy that's going to be in charge. The radical left is going to be in charge. That's who's been the thought leaders of the Democratic Party for a while, and the American taxpayer is going to suffer from that. Again, the media is trying to have the best of both worlds by pretending he's a moderate, but all you have to do is look at his policies and his plans. During the lockdown, it was interesting, Scott. I actually had, you know, a couple of months that I wasn't able to go into the office. I started researching it, and after about a week, I said, oh, my God, this guy's been in D.C. as a swamp creature for 50 years. There's so much there, and no one in the media has reported it. No one's talked about his bad policies. No one talked about how he helped grow and build China from an economy that was the size of the Netherlands to the juggernaut that is today. I actually wrote a second book about it. It's called Liberal Privilege. It'll be out at the end of August. And because the media has literally abdicated their responsibility to look at these things, trying to boost Joe Biden and the Democrats' chances. It's truly scary what this would mean for America, and they have to be aware of it before they vote in November.
We asked our listeners questions about questions for you and what they had, and Shelley said a note that speaks for a lot of people, because we had a lot like this. It said, tell Donald Trump Jr. to tell his dad and his family a huge big thank you for running. Most people don't have the endurance and the strength to endure all of that evil that is politics and media today. We're praying for the Trump family and the administration every day, statewide, locally, regionally. How can we best help with getting Donald Trump reelected? Where can we go to help out?
Listen, you know, you can people can obviously make sure your friends and everyone is registered to vote. You can make sure that they vote. You know, go to your local GOP offices, find out how you can volunteer. You know, make calls. You know, obviously, I feel pretty good about North Dakota, but you know, your neighboring states and Minnesota, and you know, it could be harder. And yet, when you look at what's going on there, you know, I see a real opportunity for us to do something. So, you know, call those people, make sure they're registered. If you can donate, I understand that times are tough, but you know, the America that we know is at risk right now. It could be truly a scary proposition. So, whatever you would do on November 9th to get a redo, or sorry, on November 4th to get a redo, I would do that now. The more we do now, the earlier, the more it exponentially helps us. So we truly appreciate that, Shelley. Thanks so much. I want more questions like that, Scott. That's my kind of question.
Yeah, we got a lot of them.
I need more of those in my life. They're usually attacking me, which makes me attack back. I really appreciate the sentiment. And, you know, again, whatever you guys can do, volunteer to help. Get the word out, because America is worth fighting for. Our freedom, the Constitution, is worth fighting for.
A question about the far left defund the police movement comes from Sam. Sam says, don't you think this will hurt Joe Biden? And how far deep is he into the defund the police movement?
Well, listen, again, it's clear based on the position papers that he's taking out, you know, when they say, oh, well, we didn't say defund the police. We said we're just going to allocate the budgets to social workers. And, like, let me guess, it's also called defund the police. I mean, again, the left has a way of being able to get the best of all worlds, right? They can sort of do a position that's terrible. The media will sell it as though it's great. They'll lie about it. You see what's happening. I mean, if you look to your neighboring state in Minnesota, you say, wait a minute, the city council voted to actually do this thing. You think you're going to have more or less crime defunding the police? Do you think you're going to have more or less terrible instances like what happened to George Floyd, if you have a group of inexperienced cops that are basically filling a void created by the mass influx of early retirement of experienced, dedicated, law-abiding law enforcement officers, it's a no-brainer, but that's not what the left thinks. Look at what's happened in New York, and really over the rest of the country, where they're releasing criminals earlier and rapists, murderers, and then they're shocked later on in the day when a rapist commits another rape, and they're, oh wow, we couldn't have seen that happening. Who could have called it? The left has lost their mind. It's not your grandfather's Democrat Party anymore. They are a radical, agenda-driven. It's lunacy. It's lunacy, and we just have to be aware of it, but we also can't just listen to the media. You have to inform yourselves and look beyond what the media will point out, because the media is just a cheerleader for the left today. They are no longer journalists. They are advocates. They are activists, and we have to combat that at all costs.
Are you confident your father wins on November 3rd?
I am. I mean, by any logical reason. But again, you see everything that they're trying to do. Vote by mail, which is just ripe for fraud and has been, abused in every place that you could possibly abuse it. You see what's going on in New York. They had an election over a month ago, and they still don't know what's going on. The Democrats want that because, they can take advantage of that system. So, I feel good, but we got to make sure this is a fair playing field and that reasonable people understand what's actually going on, not what they're being spoon-fed by a biased media.
Don, appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. Keep up the fight, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Gosh, he's got a ton of energy, doesn't he? And my texts are suggesting that he wouldn't be a bad presidential candidate at some point. I have to admit, when I had the pleasure to have dinner with him one night during the, I forget when it was, but it was in Fargo. He was at the Ramada Inn, and Kevin and Chris Kramer were gracious enough to invite Maria and I to dinner with Don Jr. and Kimberly. And I found myself at that conversation, which was really informal. We just kind of, we were all kind of throwing out questions or whatever. He just has such a command of the issues. I know people think, oh, anytime you mention, a family relation, you start thinking of the Bushes or the.
Right.
But he's good. Texter says, we get a lot of Don Jr. Could we get Hunter Biden as a spokesman for Joe? Yeah, I wonder when that's going to happen.
What?
Hey, I got to play Steve Miller from Fox and Friends this morning on a huge issue we need to start paying attention to. That is mail-in voting here and everywhere. Listen to this comment.
So, as you correctly noted, the president yesterday brought the whole nation's attention to the catastrophic problem of universal mail-in ballots. Here's a shocking thing for your audience to consider. Nobody who mails in a ballot has their identity confirmed. Nobody checks to see if they're even a U.S. citizen. Think about that. Any foreign national, talk about foreign election interference, can mail in a ballot and nobody even verifies if they're a citizen of the United States of America. Now, this would be happening on a scale of potentially millions of people. In fact, in the Democrats' Heroes Act, the bill that was supposed to be for coronavirus relief, they actually have a provision in there barring voter identification as part of any mail-in balloting. That is insane.
What was your reaction to, we just did a segment with Alveda King talking about John Lewis's funeral, and President Obama, he got really political at this funeral, and he was saying those in power are doing their discourage people from voting, closing poll locations, targeting minorities, students with restrictive law IDs, attacking our voting rights with surgical precision, and undermining the Postal Service. Do you think the president is doing any of that?
You're right. That was shockingly political for a funeral service, but it's also totally disconnected from reality. It is scandalously, outrageously false.
He is something else, I'm telling you. He really is. And he's exactly right. We got calls into Al Jagger and Keith Ellison to get answers on that specific point of voter ID.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm thinking about some of those fresh baked cookies at PetroServe USA. They just like I can't even explain it. They're like they're right out of the oven, you know. They kind of just crumble a little bit, you know, and break off in pieces and just fresh and the best. You get the 2 fresh baked cookies. Those are great any time, but the 4 for $4 deal is probably the best deal at any convenience store on the planet because you get a single topping personal pan pizza or like a breakfast pizza. Or 2 of these fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce pop or coffee for $4. So all of that, pizza, 2 cookies, the drink, pop or coffee, 20-ouncer, 4 for $4, all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley, part of that as well. They have the crumb rolls they perfected there, and they're at all the PetroServe USA stores. And, of course, the home cooking. Today in, well, let's just take 12th Avenue North Fargo, Country Fried Steak today. Harwood, I-29, two Sloppy Joes and Chips. Valley City, I-94 and exit 292, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. And the pulled pork sandwiches at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Good stuff. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Well, I am so excited that the Center of the American Experiment is taking on something so many of us feel in every bit of our being, and that is that our law enforcement deserves support, and they are being attacked relentlessly. We're getting a vision of Joe Biden's America even before there's a Joe Biden America, and it really started with Barack Obama. I don't know why he wasn't talking about that yesterday at John Lewis's funeral. The mess he started in Ferguson, Missouri. It all started with him, all this racial divide. But thankfully, the Center of the American Experiment is undertaking a pro-police billboard campaign that you first heard about right here on What's on Your Mind. And the president, John Hinderacher, is back with us. John, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Scott. Glad to be with you.
So the campaign's underway. The billboards have been up. What is the reaction?
Well, you know, let me just say, first of all, Scott, our polling indicates that 85% of Minnesotans support their local police, 85%. So we're trying to speak for that huge majority that's not being heard amid this just insane criticism of law enforcement. So we've done a number of things, including putting up 38 billboards around the Twin Cities. We've got a tremendously positive response from most people. It's kind of heartwarming. A chief of police in a small town in southern Minnesota is putting up his own money to put up a couple of our billboards in his town. I mean, that's, you know, it's like I say, it's heartwarming. Now, a few people, of course, don't like it. And so some left-wingers have vandalized our billboards 7 times. One billboard in South Minneapolis has been vandalized 3 times. And they wrote on that billboard, "Shoot our police." It said, "Support our police." They wrote, "Shoot our police." And they had the Antifa symbol of the capital A inside a circle and a hammer and sickle, the symbol of communism. Oh. So that tells you the ideology of the people who are driving this hate against our against law enforcement. So we announced a $10,000 reward to anyone who provides information that leads to the arrest and conviction of one or more of the persons responsible for defacing our billboards. I don't know, Scott, maybe it's a coincidence, but we haven't had any vandalism since we announced the $10,000 reward.
Well, my gosh, I was going to say maybe we should start a campaign and get some surveillance on those billboards so we can find out who the criminals are that are doing this. I'm guessing it would probably do some, help out the police department too, because I'm thinking people aren't just out of the blue driving by going, "Oh, I think I'll go vandalize it." I'm thinking they maybe have a little bit of a record of doing some of this kind of stuff. Just unthinkable that somebody would do that, but I hope you catch him. I really do. This is a great idea. And as you say, gosh, you feel like it's just kind of crazy. I mean, you're speaking for the 85% that support police, but it makes people feel good. At least somebody's speaking for them. So I'm so glad you guys are doing this.
We get so much positive feedback from law enforcement and many others. And by the way, if our listeners want to support this effort, go to the website, supportmnpolice.com. You can sign a petition there in support of Minnesota law enforcement. 10,000 people already have, and it's a new effort. I think we can get 100,000 to sign. Supportmnpolice.com. There's a lot of information there too, including information on our polling. And we've got radio ads coming, Scott. We recorded a radio ad earlier this week, and your listeners are going to be hearing it because we're going to play it on your station. I'm not sure exactly when that starts, but sometime in the next few days, we'll be playing that radio ad across the state. And then, of course, yesterday we did this wonderful, wonderful event, virtual event, with Heather McDonald, who's the biggest expert in the country on these issues, the intersection of crime and race and policing. We had thousands of people attending live, but I think many, many more thousands will view the archived video. Well, the live stream hadn't been over for more than about an hour before YouTube took it down, saying that it violated their community standards. Can you imagine that? Disagreeing with the Black Lives Matter narrative, which is just false empirically. As a matter of fact, it's false. But by pointing out that it's false, YouTube said violated their
community standards. Well, I appealed that, and it took about another hour and a half before they changed their minds and said, oops, never mind, and they reinstated the video.
Yeah, but, you know, those decisions and how they're made and, you know, it's just, it is, we have so much work to do, we really do, when we have to actually put up a billboard saying we support police. That should be like, I need to take a breath in the morning, right?
Yeah, that's right.
My gosh, who are the people that protect us? And then when you talk about statistics and real facts, and you get that kind of treatment by these social media folks. I'm glad you do what you do, John. We support you 100%. Hope folks do that. Support MNPolice.com. John Hinderacher, Senator of the American Experiment. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.